You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 18th of December 2024. The Australian share market finished steady today. It was a quiet day, but still some news about. We'll have all of that with Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management. But first, to the government's mid-year economic and fiscal outlook. And after two near-record surpluses, the budget is back in deficit. The bottom line, $1.3 billion better than predicted in May, but nearly $22 billion worse off over the forward estimates, a return to surplus not projected for at least a decade. To run us through the highlights, including what it means for the economy and interest rates, I spoke with Devika Shivadekar, an economist at RSM Australia. Devika, what does this budget update broadly say about the economy?
Look, Ricardo, it's pretty clear that Australia's fiscal outlook is slipping, with the government projecting widening deficits driven mostly by rising spending and external pressures, particularly from a slowing Chinese economy. It's shown that the budget shortfall of, we're going to get a budget shortfall of $26.9 billion this year, ballooning to almost $47 billion by 2025-26, or almost 1.6% of GDP. With net debt also expected to climb, which means fiscal pressures lie ahead. This is definitely a reversal of fortune. I mean, after two consecutive surpluses, the narrative of responsible economic stewardship is definitely under strain now, as elevated interest rates, inflation, public frustration with cost of living pressures are sadly overshadowing government relief measures and tax cuts. I think broadly, also compounding the challenges, Australia's reliance on China, which is its largest trading partner. Iron ore exports, as everyone knows, has underpinned the nation's prosperity for decades. And China's slowdown means that falling commodity prices now cast a shadow over future growth. Overall, I would say that the Treasury's forecasts show that the economy is losing steam and the rebound is expected to be shallower.
What do you see as the emerging flashpoints and why?
I think for me, the biggest flashpoint, I would say, is immigration, with net arrivals surging to 340,000 this fiscal year, which is well above earlier estimates. Now, while higher immigration does help offset labor shortages, it definitely strains housing and infrastructure, which may be exacerbating voter discontent. On the flip side, migration is extremely essential for addressing skill gaps and sustaining workforce growth, particularly in industries that depend on both low and highly skilled labor. To give you an example, you know, without migrants, Australia risks a shrinking workforce due to its aging population. And we've got some existing challenges around skill mismatches, which is something I often hear on the ground, and it's a major concern for businesses. And so a smaller pool of workers will likely increase competition, driving up wages in some sectors, while also worsening shortages in others. An episode we have already experienced just as Australia got out of the pandemic. So I feel the most important indicator to look for is migration and the labor market.
And finally, can we talk about the implication for interest rates? I saw a note from the economists at the Commonwealth Bank saying while cumulative budget deficits in the 4 years to the 2028 financial year is now predicted to be almost $22 billion larger than the previous estimate. Changes this year and next are minor. So they reckon it's not enough to make a difference to the economy, inflation or monetary policy. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree that it's not, in the near term, it's not material enough to shift the needle for the RBA in any way. However, it does mean does definitely bring the focus back to a better alignment between the fiscal and monetary policy. Headline inflation, as per the Treasury's forecast, is expected to remain within the target range, but the RBA is currently focusing on core, which is still quite high and is likely to be stickier due to structural undercurrents. I think more than the timing, I feel it's important to focus on where the RBA will end up with interest rates in the new year. And we think that the central bank will hit the brakes on policy at 3.35 by end of next year, 2025, cementing a shift to a higher cost borrowing environment for businesses and households. So yes, near time, not a material difference in my opinion as well.
It is Devika Shivadekar there from RSM Australia.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
A quiet day for the Australian share market, finishing flat, 8,309 points on the ASX 200. Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management has the details. Niv, what's driving the market today?
Yeah, ASX is down about 13 points. It's still holding about 8,300 for the year. And crypto markets, and also all eyes will be on the Federal Reserve tonight.
Yeah, so speaking of the Federal Reserve, what's the market expecting? Why? And what are the implications for investors?
Yeah, really good question. I mean, the investors and analysts are expecting a 25 basis point rate cut in the US. Economic details have been pretty strong. So we've seen macroeconomic in terms of the ISM, the manufacturing, the retail sales, Black Friday in the US. But we are expecting a 25 points cut in the US. And all eyes will be on the integration of Trump on the 20th of January. And that will be, I'd say, a big barometer for the markets for 2025.
Any stocks in focus at the moment?
Yeah, we've seen Clarity Pharmaceuticals. The company revealed, developed a product contributing to the diagnosis of cancer. So the stock's up quite strongly today, up 18%. In addition, Vulcan Energy have signed a transaction worth about £879 million. So stocks holding up really, really well. And also PGY came up with some funding issues. Stocks down about 40% as we speak.
If we take a look back at the year that was, what would you say were the major themes?
Look, it's been all about the obviously some geopolitical risk. We saw the Ukraine war and obviously the Middle East with oil prices, gold rising to all-time highs, Chinese banning and Kimini, and all about Trump as well and political tensions. So, look, I mean, 2025 votes for a really interesting period right now.
And so speaking of 2025, what do you think will be the key things to look out for?
Look, we're looking at the Trump trade. So we've seen the US dollar going up. Some of the 10-year bond yields are rising. Commodities are in focus. So anything ex-US will find it difficult with a lot of tariffs and geopolitical issues. Trump is very, very strong in terms of pro-US, the pro-US trade. So the biotechs, the artificial intelligence, all about crypto and the SEC governor. So we think about crypto, biotechs, and pro-America making great again, and anything ex-US will find it difficult in 2025.
That is Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.